With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is pushing back against growing U.S. pressure for a humanitarian pause. Netanyahu insisted Friday there would be no temporary ceasefire until the roughly 240 hostages held by terror group Hamas are released. Also at SRNnews.com, a Virginia teacher shot by a six-year-old student can proceed with a lawsuit against a school district. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
A judge has ruled that a Newport News school teacher can press forward with her $40 million lawsuit against the school system over claims of negligence by administrators. That means Abby's Warner could get more than just workers' compensation for her serious injuries caused by January's classroom shooting. Zwerner was hospitalized for nearly 2 weeks and had to undergo multiple surgeries after a bullet struck her hand and chest. The first grade teacher alleges that administrators ignored multiple warnings that the six-year-old boy had a gun that day and had routinely dismissed ongoing concerns about his troubling behavior. I'm Shelley Adler.
Retailers expect a slowdown in holiday retail sales, Ed Donahue reports.
The National Retail Federation expects shoppers will be spending more compared to last season, but because of all the economic uncertainty, the pace of spending could slow down. The nation's largest retail trade group expects a slight drop-off. Leading up to the holidays, Americans keep spending despite higher prices and higher interest rates. There are other potential roadblocks on the horizon: the threat of a government shutdown, the resumption of student loan repayments, and new global tensions tied to the surprise attack by Hamas in Israel. Shoppers' willingness to spend could also affect what the Federal Reserve does with interest rates. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is SRN News. A warning from Finland.
Dr. Ritarkatu Kaltiala, a psychiatrist who pioneered transgender treatments for children in her country, says the U.S. medical establishment needs to learn from the mistakes of Europe. She says puberty-blocking drugs and sex change operations have ruined the lives of a lot of kids in Finland and elsewhere, and experts now advising against them. As the U.S. charges ahead, Kaltiala warns, quote, medicine is not immune to dangerous groupthink that results in patient harm. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
If Ohio's abortion amendment passes Tuesday, big money may be much of the reason. Pro-abortion groups from outside the state have shoveled more than $30 million into the pro-amendment campaign. On the other side, pro-life forces have only managed to muster around $10 million. Swiss billionaire Hans Wyss bankrolls the 1630 Fund, which has given more than $5 million to pro-abortions. This is SRN News. It appears China may be aiding North Korea through a backdoor policy.
International authorities say there's growing evidence that shows Beijing is helping cash-strapped North Korea evade a range of international sanctions designed to hamper Pyongyang's nuclear weapons program. China has long maintained it enforces the sanctions it has supported since North Korea started testing nuclear weapons and forcefully pushed back on any suggestions to the contrary. But there is evidence of China's help from Chinese middlemen laundering the proceeds of North Korean hackers' cyber heists while Chinese ships deliver sanctioned North Korean goods to Chinese ports. Keith Peters reporting.
Daylight saving time comes to an end Sunday for many states. We fall back an hour. In March 2022, the Senate passed the Sunshine Protection Act, which would make daylight saving time permanent, but the House has yet to vote on it. More details at srnnews.com.